WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Now let's hear from our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward. Rock lyrics often take a backseat to the beat, but Ed wants us to listen to the words behind one of rock and roll's legendary rhythms.
I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I've got a brand new house by the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. It's got a brand new chimney up on top, made out of human skulls. Come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love?
Miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
What in the world is that bit of verse? It's the work of an American folk poet whose words are often overlooked in light of his more famous achievement, Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley was born Elias McDaniel on the next to last day of 1928 and moved to Chicago with his stepmother when he was five. The almost wholesale migration of black Southerners to Chicago's South Side kept the youngster in touch with the rich verbal traditions of his Mississippi birthplace, and he probably heard the same jump rope chants, ring dances, and play party songs that folklorist Alan Lomax was collecting in the South at about that same time. Chicago probably had a local equivalent of a strange instrument that Southern kids used to accompany these verses, a wire attached to a broomstick on one end and a door or wall on the other. You'd draw it tight, adjust the tension with the broom, and twang it like a mouthbow or jew's harp, using a distinctive rhythm. It was called a lot of things, but one thing it was called was a Bo Diddley. Elias McDaniel learned the guitar in Chicago, but in order to support his wife and kids, he became a boxer. Hanging around the gym, he probably took part in another famous black verbal tradition, the dozens, a game in which insults are traded, the filthier and more personal the better, at least until your fellow player decides you've gone too far. But he wasn't quite the boxer he thought he was, so McDaniel tried music again. On March 2, 1955, he found himself in the studios of Chess Records, Chicago's top blues label, recording a song that fused Mississippi and Chicago, his childhood and his adulthood, into a 2.5-minute romp of bragging and good humor. He used the name he'd boxed under and the beat of the broomstick and called it Bo Diddley.
He gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better take the ring from me.
Soon, Bo Diddley and his two-man band, Jerome Green on maracas and insults, and Frank Kirkland on drums, were big stars, enjoying a string of hits through 1962, most of them featuring that Bo Diddley beat. With his square and fur-covered guitars, his outrageous stage act, and his thick glasses, nobody ever took Bo seriously, but I think it's time to reassess Bo Diddley as a folk poet. Certainly the imagery of Who Do You Love is surreal enough, and then there are the nursery rhyme songs like Bo Diddley and Puttin' and Tane. Bo Diddley buying his baby a billy goat just to make her a Sunday coat is part of the same jump rope song that gave us Charlie and Inez Fox's Mockingbird, after all. And Bo's songs of the dozens, Say Man Back Again, and Bo's Vacation, are as close as most of us will get to that street sport, as Bo tells Jerome that Jerome's girlfriend has everything a man would want, a mustache, a hairy chest. But my favorite Bo Diddley songs are the made-up stories. Background to Music is the story of a B-flat looking for work as a background, and then there are the two flies who keep the garbage man away by talking tough. There's Greasy Spoon, where the menu includes such items of new American cuisine as barbecued alligator navels or the surrealist cowboy Ewall Green. There's much more to Bo Diddley than that irresistible rhythm in the tales of sexual braggadocio, something that gives us a glimpse at a past we may not fully understand, as in the tale I'll leave you with of the great-grandfather.
The great grandpappy when the land was young, barred his door with a wagon tongue. When the times got tough and the Redskins ma said his prayers with a shotgun cock. The great grandpappy was a busy man, cooked his grub in a frying pan, picked his teeth with a hunting knife. He wore the same suit all his life. Children came to be blessed, the old man's house in the wilderness.
That's Bo Diddley's The Great Grandfather. Music critic Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle and is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.